True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Political analyst Steve Roberts is joining us now on the line. Steve, what a weekend. I mean, you have Marjorie Taylor Greene saying she is resigning from Congress at the start of the year because of a rift with the president. I see President Trump and Zohran Mamdani chumming it up in the Oval Office, and that would make two times I had to check to make sure that it wasn't AI I was looking at and that I was actually seeing something that was real. What was going on?
Well, you were seeing two real figures who are classic examples of the new media ecosystem, right? And there's Marjorie Taylor Greene. She's a three-term backbencher from Georgia. She has no positions of real power, except she's a master of the digital universe, and she has found a way to make herself far more inflated and far more visible because she understands, as Donald Trump does, the nature of modern politics and the nature of modern media, and you have to be outrageous and shrill and edgy in order to attract attention. And it was the same on Mamdani, this obscure 34-year-old state legislator, but a master of the new media and rocketed to become mayor of New York. So in a sense, both Greene and Mamdani are creatures of the same forces, the same cataclysmic changes in how people get information about politics and how people become more visible and more consequential. Donald Trump is the template, but these are two Trump acolytes in their own way.
Yeah, what did you make of this? I mean, it seemed initially to set off political shockwaves. What do you think is behind? I mean, obviously there's the rift that she was having with the president, but what do you make of her stepping away from Congress? And she says she's not, does not intend to run for president.
Yeah, I think some of this is personal. But I also think it's a reflection of a deeper problem Donald Trump has, and that is he is a lame duck. He's never going to run again. His ability to punish his enemies and reward his friends is limited. Republicans suffered major defeats in Virginia and New Jersey and California recently. Trump's poll numbers are dropping. Fox poll this week is down to 41%, but more significantly, 76%. Disapproved of his handling of the economy. Well, Kamala Harris only got 48% of the vote. And so if 76% are unhappy, that's a whole lot of Trump voters. And people like Marjorie Taylor Greene and others in the Republican Party are starting to imagine a life after Donald Trump. He will never be on the ballot again. He will never be able to pull in so many of the marginal voters who helped elect him and other Republicans in the last election. It's increasingly obvious to many Republicans, and this is something Marjorie Taylor Greene herself said very explicitly, Republicans are almost certain to lose the control of the House a year from now, which means that Trump's power will only be significantly undermined, even from where it is now. So all of these Republicans are starting to think about life after Donald Trump. And you see they're much more willing to defy him. She was a leader in the group that demanded the release of the Epstein files, which Trump in the end had to cave in and agree to. Trump's tried to get the Republicans in the Senate to dismantle the filibuster. So in this returning, in these sort of the last 11 months of his of the first 2 years of his presidency before Democrats are likely to take the House, he's trying to cram through every possible piece of legislation. So he wants to end the filibuster, but Republicans in the Senate just brushed him aside. And very significantly on the state level, you look at Kansas and Indiana, Trump made an enormous push, particularly in Indiana, to get the Republican legislatures to redistrict, draw new district lines in order to try to save the Republican majority in the House. And Republicans in both of those states rejected his pressures. So if you add all of that up, the picture are both in Congress and around the country, Republicans starting to imagine life after Trump, carving out their own identities, their own positions, and asserting, at least so far, a small amount of independence. The core base of supporters, I think, are still loyal, but you can start to see the splintering on the edges.
You know, for Trump and Mamdani, it's like they both met and realized that they have the same enemy, and that's high prices of just about everything. And, I mean, if those continue, they're both in hot water.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. I mean, you know, we've talked about this so often over the last few years that no issue comes close to rivaling prices as a factor in the lives of voters and how they vote. And that's the single biggest reason why Trump's poll numbers are slumping. But you're right. You know, Mamdani now is going to be the mayor. He's going to be the incumbent. And that means he is going to be blamed. But it was sort of a quirky situation with Mamdani in the Oval Office. But in another sense, I think Trump almost sees Mamdani as a youthful version of himself. These were two guys from the outer boroughs, from Queens, who mastered the media universe and captured Manhattan. They disagree on a lot of policies, but from a personal point of view and from a strategic point of view and from a brilliant understanding of modern media, Donald Trump and Zoran Mamdani are very much alike.
And Marjorie Taylor Greene, once she steps down in January, do you think we see her resurfacing again?
Oh, of course. Come on. Are you kidding? You know, she's going to have her own podcast the day she retires. She's going to be on every TV show. She too, like Mamdani and Trump, have mastered the modern media universe. She doesn't need to be the host of Meet the Press to be in the public eye. She doesn't even need to hold public office. What she needs to do is keep the red light of the television cameras on. What she needs to do is build up followers on a podcast and a Substack, and she's going to do that. Right now, I promise you, there are squadrons of talent agents banging on her door, people offering all sorts of gigs, all sorts of opportunities for her to build an independent media universe. Are you kidding? We're going to see a whole lot more of Marjorie Taylor Greene going forward, probably more after she leaves office, because she's not going to have to bother with the messy business of actually being a member of Congress. She can devote herself full time to being a media personality.
Interesting. Hey, Steve, thank you. Steve Roberts, sure, joining us live here every Monday.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.